you can observe something happening that you never would have expected, and find that that completely revolutionizes your ideas about what is happening in a specific habitat. That part of it is very difficult to sometimes plan. For example, I've been doing a project in the Bering Sea, and we have been looking at the distribution of small fish around two specific islands in the Bering Sea. There are many species of birds that nest on the islands, as well as fur seals. And these animals have their young on land, and so every day they swim or fly away from the islands to catch their dinner and bring that back to their young. So they can only go so far from the island each day. And we thought that they were doing most of this during the day. So we designed our sampling to do daytime sampling like we thought the birds and the fur seals were doing, and to go out there and capture fish and see where they were and how that was related to what was in the stomachs of the birds and the fur seals when they went back to their young. And as it turns out, we were out there watching, and every night we would see tens of thousands of birds leaving the islands, heading in the same direction, just at about sunset. And every morning we would see tens of thousands of birds leaving the water and heading back to the island at sunrise. So it was pretty clear to us just from that observation of something we were seeing day after day that they weren't doing most of their feeding in the water during the day. They were obviously moving offshore to feed at night quite extensively, and that was something that wasn't in the literature, that none of the experts said was supposed to happen, and yet we were out there and we saw it. So we were able to change our sampling and become night owls, so to speak, like the birds we were interested in, and really start capturing fish at night, which, as it turns out, gave us a completely different picture of what fish were present, how dense they were, and really just revolutionized everything we were thinking when we started that project. And if we hadn't been out there to make those sort of simple observations to change our sampling, we wouldn't have had a very good idea of what was going on.